Certainly Thursday practice, a big one going into OU Texas week. Still a little bit of questions about John Mateer. I've disguised myself. I haven't been recognized quite yet. Doing a pretty damn good job, if you ask me. But gonna clean all the Heisman Park statues and see if we see anything. We'll keep everybody updated. Soonerscoop.com.
Good morning, SEC! Cousin Eddie! Oh my gosh, come on in, come on. We have made it. We made it to Friday. It's the best day of the week other than Saturday because we are one day away from SEC football action. And I tell you, we've got an absolutely loaded weekend. I mean, me and Mike, you know, we did our breakdowns last night. If you didn't check that after the show, please jump over there and see. Just know I picked your team, and if I didn't, I did. These are some damn football games that I cannot wait to watch. It's almost unfair that we have some of these games at the same time. But everybody wants to know. Everybody wants to know. Is John Mateer back? John Mateer got switched to probable this last night on the injury report. Huge news in this matchup. We're going to get to that and much, much more on this episode of SEC Hangover. Come on in. Look at all this food. Look, who wouldn't want to go to the Red River? It's going to be hard to focus today. I'm looking at the deep fried surf and turf empanadas. Come on. Fried fireball shots. I don't even know what that's about. Sounds dangerous. I've never been down here to the Red River shootout, but I'm telling you, I think it's got to be on the list next year. I think it's got to be on the list. This is going to be a great, great game. We got a lot of great games to get into. I was mentioning earlier, you know, this I felt like this is Separation Saturday. Mike calls it Fraud Saturday. Some teams are going to get exposed. Oh, you're probably right. You are probably right, because I think there's going to be a lot of action on this one. But before we get started, I want to remind the cousins, we are brought to you by MyBookie. And right now, if you jump over there and use promo code SEC, you're getting a risk-free bet this weekend. Risk-free? The hell does that mean, cuz? What that means is if you run over there to MyBookie and you use promo code SEC and you place a wager up to $500, it's risk-free. You win, you keep the $500. You lose, you get your money back. Come on now. I wish life was like this. Tennessee legend. My boy's over here. I tell you what, if you ain't been to Tennessee Legend, what are you doing with your life? If you've not been to East Tennessee, if you didn't bring one of them squatted cars last week or Women of Joy this weekend, come on over. Get a little sip of that Tennessee Legend distillery. And be sure to let the cousins know that we sent you, and you'll get a discount and a gift. They've also got a Nashville location, and they have also can get it shipped to your distiller. What does that mean? That means go to your package store, tell them you want some Legend on the shelves. As soon as it shows up, take a picture and send it to me, and you'll be next week's Tennessee Legend. Oh, John Mateer. John Mateer. Does that change things? I think so. And today, I was just thinking to myself, you know, what does separation mean to me? Separation means like, we're getting to a point where we can't lose anymore, right? We can't, like, how valuable is a loss? And before I get cranked up, because if you think this, what team do you think has to win? Which one's like on the, I don't want to say hot seats, because, I mean, we there's plenty of hot seat talk, but I'm just saying, which team is it most important to win this weekend? Or better yet, which one is it more at, like, which one does it can't afford to lose? Let's just get right to it. And before we get going, I want to jump into the comment section because we got some cousins showing up. Eddie is an absolute treasure. If you've not following Eddie on Twitter, I don't know what you're doing to your life. This guy is hilarious, but he's also, I mean, any Oklahoma update I need, you better damn believe Eddie will be the first to break it. Good morning, all. Come on in. Step right up. Rolls Royce. Thank you, cuz. Good morning to all the great cousins. I appreciate you, man. I wish we would be talking about you all damn night. Fried beer. I don't even know what that means. Oh, fried bear? No. Oh, wait, fried beer. Yeah, I don't even know how that's possible. I've never been to the Red River, but when I've talked to folks about this game, the first thing they want to mention is the atmosphere. It's pretty cool to have the half stadium Oklahoma, half stadium Texas. But more importantly, the afterthought, and usually from the losing team, it's like, but the food was great, right? Okay, all right. Let's go. Let's jump into this. First one. Let's talk about the first game. Texas-Oklahoma. That's the one we led with, so this is the one we're going to go with. And I've got a scale, 1 to 5, you know, on how important it is to not lose. And we'll start with Texas. I think Texas is at a 5. Look at them skull bones, right? My thought process was obviously this is a 2-loss team that, you know, Texas fans are still clinging on the fact that they can win or at least make a college football playoff. And newsflash, this team's not going to the playoffs if they have 3 losses. So that's part of the reason that I've got them at the 5. But the other reason that I got them at the 5 is just the pulse, right? I'm not saying that people are panicking, but people are panicking, especially in Austin. This is a team that they expected to at least be, you know, 4-1 at this situation. And coming off that nasty loss there in the swamp, I mean, you still got and I know I did this, and I know a lot of Texas fans did this when they looked at the schedule. They said, hey, okay, we can lose Ohio State, right? We can even lose Georgia, and we're in, right? There's not another game on this schedule that I think we're going to lose. We're going to be favored in every single one of them, including this week, right? But now you've lost all your mulligans, and you've got to beat the Georgia Bulldogs, and you got to beat the red-hot Texas A&M Aggies. Oh, and you got to go over here to the Red River and beat an Oklahoma football team that now has John Mateer. I feel like that's why we're at the 5. We're at panic mode right here. I'm not saying Sark's losing his job. I'm not saying Arch Manning's losing his position. But I feel like if there's a loss in this game, there's going to be some decisions made, some ugly decisions made following the ball game. Now, on the other side, John Mateer. John Mateer's back, right? His thumb's good. I got it at a 1. And the reason I got it at a 1 is I feel like this thumb is a get-out-of-jail-free card. And what I mean by that, Oklahoma's sitting there undefeated right now, hasn't had a loss. And if they lose to Texas, yes, it would be devastating. Why? Because these two teams absolutely hate each other. I think that's the biggest one. But the second one is that wiggle room, you start to lose a little bit. So I'm not saying that the Sooners have to win this game. In fact, I'm saying the opposite. They don't have to win this one. And if they lose, newsflash, it's because of John's thumb. Or newsflash, it was because Michael Hawkins was a quarterback, which I'm still not ruling out. So I feel like that's going to be the factor, but it doesn't change the fact that this still can be a college football playoff team. So it's kind of wild. This time last year, we had Venables on the hottest of hot seats. And this time, I mean, it just goes to show. Transfer portal, NIL, when you hear teams that can't compete, you know, I say bullshit. Look at Oklahoma. Prime example number one, Alabama, Mizzou. Now, this one I don't feel like is loser is completely out, right? But this one's got a different vibe to it. This has got an Alabama team that we've kind of already crowned, right? Haven't we? I mean, the hot take is they got the best receivers. The hot take is Ty Simpson's the best quarterback in the country. And then on the other side, you got Mizzou. Mizzou just beating their chest for, you know, validation that they have arrived, that they are an elite team in this Southeastern Conference. And, you know, there's a lot of fun. I wanted to highlight this video. I just think it's funny. You know, Mizzou's going to be wearing the black jerseys. Well, on a teleconference this week, Eli Drinkwitz, Kalen DeBoer were on the phone call, and the all-time troll, which Drink has become, asked if you're going to be wearing that black hoodie on the sideline.
On the sideline this game with us wearing black jerseys.
Oh, Coach Drink. I gotta fit in somehow. I'm more than likely. We'll see what the forecast is. I kind of know, but I'm expecting that. So it's kind of got its own life of its own right now. So yeah, we're rolling with it.
That's the only question I needed to find out for the day. All right. See ya.
Next will be Colin.
Oh, B-Kales, I appreciate you, cuz. Love the morning shows. Makes the workday better. 11.5 makes me nervous, but I think I'm betting big on our Vols tomorrow. Thoughts? Be honest with you, cuz. I'm right there with you, man. I mean, how many devastating losses? This time last year after going in that Arkansas game, I didn't feel good about it, and then we lose, and we should have won just like we should win this game. So I just don't feel good about it. But it's funny. It's like either we're going to lose barely or we're going to beat the shit out of those Razorbacks. That's how I feel. That's how there's like no middle. There's no winning by 11.5. I don't think that's the case. I feel like Tennessee wins. It's by three, maybe even four scores. But if they lose, it's going to be close. It's probably going to be an 8-9 game and very, very frustrating, which we're going to get to, cuz. We're getting to Tennessee. Get me pumped up about this weekend. Where was that? Mizzou, Alabama, right? Who's got to have this game? Is it Alabama? No. I got them two right here. Obviously, this would be a second loss for those Crimson Tide, which again, not the end of the world, but when you're looking at the road games coming up, it's the toughest road game they have. Everything else is in front of them. They've got a lot of home games here, winnable games. I think they'll be favorites in every single one of them. But it does ruin that wiggle room. And that's why I kind of have it at the two, mainly because you can't afford the second loss. But, you know, I'm not saying that Alabama can be one of the 9-3 teams, but actually I don't even want to say that because I don't think they can be. But it is important. It is important to keep this momentum up because I feel like once that momentum stops, Alabama could have a little trouble. I'm not saying there's give up on this team, but I keep going back to Florida State. I keep thinking about this football club last year. A lot of those same players are in this locker room. So I'm wondering what happens when adversity hits. It hasn't hit since Florida State, but so that's why I've got it at a two here. Now, Mizzou. 2.5, right? Now you're saying, Shane, they're fine here, right? Look at the schedule. They lose to Alabama. Hell, they lose to Auburn the following week and win out. They can make the college football playoffs, right? Well, the big one for me is the validity. You know, when we sit here and we talk about Mizzou has arrived, and or have they or are they on fraud alert? This is a football team that has a lot to prove, it feels like. A lot on their shoulders. Home field advantage. This is the first time I've gone to any marquee matchup, top five matchup with a Mizzou team that I felt confident that, in fact, I picked Mizzou to win this game, right? Now, if they lose, then all of a sudden we discredit every single win they've had up to this point. If they lose, especially by more than two scores, then we look at this and we say, well, South Carolina's bank. You know, this ain't the same game Cox as last year. That Kansas win, that wasn't a win. Oh, who have they played? That's the narrative, and it's eerily similar to that Texas A&M matchup last year when they rolled into town. You know, we built this up. Mizzou's here, Mizzou's ready, and then they get absolutely destroyed on national TV, and then all of a sudden we don't hear from them for a while. In fact, Mizzou had an opportunity to get back into the playoffs the end of the year last year, and nobody talked about it. Nobody gave it any credit, and then they lose to South Carolina. So, yeah, this is – I'm not saying a must win, right? Because, again, they've not had any losses, but – I think this is more of a pride win. You know what I'm saying? Mizzou, if they want to feel like they've arrived, they want to show the country that they are legit, then they have absolutely got to win this weekend. Speaking of winners, I see you over here in the comments section. Come on now. Come on now. Let me get down here. The legend, the man, the myth, the legend, Cousin JR has gifted a membership. And this one is going to Mizzou Shane. Come on. Everybody thought that was my burner. Mizzou Shane, welcome to the family, courtesy of legend Cousin JR and Zoe. God, where have you been, Zoe? I got to pick Texas to get you back in here. Come on, Zoe. You gifted a membership to Sean James. Sean, welcome to the family, courtesy of Zoe. All right, man. All right, let's get on to the next one. Sorry. Got to hydrate. It's going to be a wild weekend, you know. I'm going to be sober this weekend. If you believe that, I'll throw the Golden Gates in free. All right, what do we got here? Next game on the docket. Florida traveling down to Texas A&M. Now, this is an easy one. This is an absolutely teed up, easy one. And I'm not saying, all right, we all know Billy's five, right? Billy, I should have put flames down here at the bottom. He's put out those flames a little bit, right? That big win against Texas, that earned him something, right? That gave him something, correct? No, that gave him nothing. That gave him one more week. You want to talk about a team that is 1 week at a time? It's this one right here. And if you lose to Texas A&M, then no one gives a shit about the win against Texas. I hate to break it to you, but that's just the facts. You know, the reason that nobody cares is because you were 1-3 going into that Texas game. You had an embarrassing loss to South Florida. Absolutely embarrassed when you went down to LSU. And there was flashes in Miami. This is kind of why I kind of picked the upset there. It's just because I did see moments in this game. But, you know, all that momentum that you just picked up last week, all of that goes away if you lose to this man right here, the man, Mike Elko. I just love it. Somebody said if he shows up to this with this outfit on the sideline, Texas A&M's never losing a damn game. I feel like A&M has got some wiggle room, right? 1.5. Now, the boo birds, right? The naysayers that come out and make the jokes about Texas A&M going 8-4, those crank up. Those crank up if you lose this game. More importantly, if you lose this game at home, right? Because SEC's tough enough, especially on the road, but you give up a road game or a home game to a Florida Gator team that's already got 3 losses on the year. I'm not saying we're fired. That will never come up because Texas A&M is playing too damn good right now. But then all of a sudden we start asking, are they a fraud? Have they been lying to us this whole time? I feel like this is more of a, like I said earlier with Mizzou, a pride game. You know, I mean, you right now you are beating the brakes off these football teams. Keep it up. If it fails, then we'll revisit the 8-4 conversations, but I don't think it will. So all the pressure again on Billy Napier to get this win. Georgia, Auburn. This is a weird game, right? This one, Vegas has got it so damn close it makes me scared. I don't think it should be. I told Mike, if you would have told me this is a 13-point game for Georgia, I would have believed it. But when we're getting within a field goal of each other, then I start questioning all the decisions I've made up to this point about gambling on these two teams. I'm not touching this game with a 10-foot pole. There is no way I'm putting any money on it, especially when Kirby, somebody had a microphone outside the stadium, especially when Kirby's not too happy about that effing defense. But you know what? That may be what they need. How many times have we seen the locker room conversations where Kirby's just getting into those boys? I'm not saying that Georgia is on a must win per se, but they're getting up there, and that's crazy to go into a rival game, to go on the road and say you have to win. The problem is, Georgia Bulldogs, you've been disappointing this year, right? You've
say what you want. That I go back to the Austin Peay game. That started this embarrassing train. Then you go to Knoxville, which Georgia fans feels like they should have just ran out of the damn building. And then you lose to Alabama. Now, you bounce back. One of the things that I did love about that game is it felt like Mike Bobo grew a backbone and tried something different. Now, I feel like if you keep exercising that muscle, Bobo, I feel like Georgia's going to win a lot of games. But the defense in which you hear Kirby yelling right now isn't the Georgia defense that we've seen in years past. And I feel like more of this pressure is on this particular man. It's more about that side of the football. If Georgia doesn't, if they let Auburn, a team that has absolutely struggled with offense, have any type of production or any type of life in this football game, well, then we're going to blame one man, and his name's Kirby Smart. He's not getting fired, none of that. I'm not saying any of that, but he does lose a little bit of, hey, maybe he's the best coach in the world. Well, maybe he's not. So I feel like this is more of a Kirby Smart game, and got to get it right. Now, on the opposite side of the football, Hugh Freeze is at four. I'd almost put him at five if this wasn't, you know, a tough football game. The main thing is you're at two losses. You can't afford another one. You're at home. You know, Cam Newton's getting his jersey retired. There's going to be excitement. He comes out earlier this week talking about all the recruits that are going to be down there to help him get over the hump. There's a lot riding on this game. But more importantly, you're going against a Georgia defense that has been, that has given up opportunities, right? But the problem is, can Auburn seize those opportunities? Hugh was asked about the offense coming into this week, and is it going to change at all?
You, the average fan in the stands, or maybe some of the dummies in the press box, I'm speaking myself and my colleagues over there, but will they see a difference?
We all feel dumb at times.
will they see a difference in the offense?
They better. You know, I take great pride in that. I mean, I said Monday, I think, you know, you work your whole career for opportunities like coaching at Auburn, and I've done it before and had great success with offensive numbers and things. And so it's something that doesn't set well, for sure, with you. And I anticipate that not happening again.
I want a drink, too. Let's just call in, man. Is it too early? Let's go to the golf course, play a little golf, and then we'll go hit, you know, Applebee's or something, and we'll get this party started. I think of Applebee's when I see this food up here behind me, you know, because they're always trying some weird shit to get you back involved. Applebee's used to be a good restaurant, and I'm not saying it can't be, but last two experiences have been pretty rough. I tried the last time it had some, like, Cheeto chicken finger thing, and that was not it. That was definitely not in. I used to like the chicken Fiesta Lime or Fiesta Lime Chicken. That was pretty damn good, especially with the home-style potatoes. But I don't know. All those type restaurants taste kind of the same. All right, sorry, I get sidetracked. Where are we at? Who are we talking about? Auburn? Auburn winning a damn football game? Yeah, you got to. You've made mistakes. You should have beat Oklahoma. You should have beat – I don't know if you should have beat Texas A&M, but you had your opportunities, right? And if there was any offense in either one of those football games, I mean, that's why we brought – that's, let's be honest. This is why we were excited that Hugh Freeze was there. If you're an Auburn fan, you found Hugh Freeze, you go back to those Ole Miss days, and you're like, damn, look at all the points they used to put up. That's what – we thought we were getting, and we've not. And instead, we got a good defense, which is great, but we've got to get some damn points. I mean, we go out, we get all these receivers. We go out, we get this quarterback. You know, you had money. They opened up the wallet and said, get whatever you need, Hugh. Just don't give me any excuses in return, and that's all we've been getting. Speaking of excuses, LSU hosting South Carolina. Let's jump into this one here. Beamer, oh, golly, I hate to say it, right? Beamer's sitting there with three. But the problem, this is why I don't have this one higher, is because something Beamer talked about earlier, and until you look at Cocktober, you didn't realize maybe how tough their schedule was.
Message to your guys about how to prepare as you enter this gauntlet of a stretch.
One at a time, but
If you don't want to play that schedule, I told our players, y'all chose the wrong conference to come play in. Like, you should have gone playing to play in another conference. If you don't want to play that schedule, you chose the wrong school to come to. I mean, that's just life in this league. So don't tell me in recruiting and when we brought you in the portal that you want to compete and you want to play against the best in the SEC and all of a sudden shy away from it and look at our schedule and say, oh, shoot, look who we got to play. Look who we get to play. And again, if you don't want to compete against the best, there's plenty of other conferences that they don't play ranked teams every single week. There's plenty of other conferences where you don't go in front of 100,000 people every Saturday. There's plenty of plenty of other conferences where you don't play against NFL draft picks all over the field every single Saturday. You do in this league. And as a competitor, like, that's what our guys chose to do. So
now, there's a reason I have Beamer at three. And that the main reason is you're coming into the toughest part of your schedule. He mentioned it there. I mean, we've got number 11 LSU, number 6 Oklahoma, number 8 Alabama, number 4 Ole Miss, number 5 Texas A&M. I mean, yes, absolutely gauntlet of a schedule here. But the fact that we're sitting there 3-2 at this point is why I've got three marks here. That's why I've got three. I probably would put it higher if it wasn't, you know, on the road in LSU. But eventually these are going to move up just because expectations, right? We talk about Beamer's roller coaster career where he has crazy success in 22, right? Knocks Tennessee out of the playoffs. 23, we kind of come back down. 24, we're right back up. You know, we're right knocking on the door of the college football playoffs. 25, we're back down. So it's this roller coaster that drives Gamecock fans crazy, especially when you've got Lenore Sellers on your sideline. You feel like this should have been the year. If other teams had Lenore's, would we be sitting there with two losses against Vanderbilt and Mizzou? I think that's why people are so upset, Gamecock fans anyway, with Shane Beamer. Now, LSU, completely out of excuses. And that's crazy, Shane. They're sitting there at 4-1, right? 4-1. They are the number 11 team in the country, and this is a must win. Hell yes, it's a must win. This is, you want to talk about pressure, and not so much on Nussmeier, but a little bit, right? I mean, we were promised a Heisman winning quarterback, and we've not got it. We're coming out here asking, are you okay? How's that shoulder? Well, you rested up. You got a week. And if he's hurt and he can't perform, by God, you've got two other quarterbacks that can get in there and perform. I mean, seriously, get some offense moving here. LSU needs to win. And I'm sorry, I got ahead there. I got excited. This is a absolutely must win. And I'm not saying Brian Kelly loses his job, but I'm saying the people that matter, the people that make those decisions, they get together after a game like this. If you lose to South Carolina, some of those late November decisions that nobody wants to talk about, the Kelly household, they absolutely will be made. So LSU's a must win this weekend. Arkansas, Tennessee. Oh, got a little news on this one, right? Yeah, I didn't think we'd have some shit talking, but old Mike Washington says, I can't wait to play that Tennessee defense.
Mike, what do you see from the Tennessee defense?
They have a great defense, but a lot of holes. So it's going to be a lot of holes in their defense. So it's going to be a fun game. And
say what? Well, maybe it didn't get back to the Tennessee locker room. Not so fast, my friend. Fox Sports Knoxville posted this. The voice of the Vols, Mike Keith, confirmed that the Tennessee defense is aware of Arkansas running back Mike Washington Jr.'s comments. I'm told Vol defenders are aware of it. Quote, unquote, they are aware of this comment, said Keith on the Mike Keith Show earlier today. Washington said that Tennessee defense is great, but has a lot of holes, and it's going to be fun game. Oh, my goodness. This is exactly what Tennessee needed, right? I'm not saying that they're overlooking the Arkansas Razorbacks. I mean, You lost to them last year, right? And there's a lot of kids in that locker room that were a part of that loss. However, I think it makes it a lot more interesting. It puts a lot more on the you know, a little juice on the game when you got shit talking like this. This is what I love. I wish more players would do it. I wish more coaches would do it. But you damn believe I'm going to highlight it when it happens. Bobby P, he's at three. And you're saying, Shane, what are you doing? He's an interim coach. He can't get fired. He's playing with house money. Nah, Bobby wants a job, man. Bobby P wants to stay there. He told you. He says, I ain't 80. Somebody asked him about Bill Belichick and who was the other one? Pete Carroll and stuff. They're 10 years older than him. He says, I got a lot of energy left. You know, I just bought me a new bike. Hell, Arkansas wants to win. And if Bobby P gets a win in Knoxville, I'm not saying that helps him get a job, but it may slow that coaching search down a little bit, right? If you're a Hunter and you're sitting there like, damn, we went on the road, we beat the Tennessee Vols, you better damn believe we're going to have a conversation about your future. That puts pressure on this man, Josh Heupel. Now, Tennessee sitting there with one loss, right, does not eliminate them from the college football playoffs on paper, but I think it does, right? If you're losing to Arkansas, I feel, especially at home with a new coach, with that defense, which is absolutely trash, I feel like you're going to blame somebody, and we're not firing Josh Heupel. But I think we can go ahead and strike through Tennessee competing for a college football playoffs. However, you come out here and you win, you come out here and destroy those Razorbacks, I feel like you're still right in that conversation. So, Heupel, pressure's on you, brother. 3.5, you better not lose. Better not lose. Same thing with this man. Even though I gave him a 1, listen, Lane couldn't win this game. He better not, but he can. Somebody asked me earlier, one of the cousins asked, you know, if you had to put your life on the line on a football team to make a college football playoff, for me, it's Ole Miss Rebels, just because I like the path. But that path changes extremely if you lose this game at home, and I don't think that it happens. I feel like Lane's going to be fine. This one we won't even be talking about, but... Oh, we are sneaking. Oh, we're past 30 minutes. Let's get some comments here before I head out. LSU is ass. Yes, Sellers is a Milrow. Mike Washington is trash. Man, jeez, guys. Their defense is one big hole. MIZZOU. Come on, Cousins. All right. We are, you know, I didn't plan on doing a watch party. But I think I'm going to tune in tomorrow at 12 and watch that Mizzou-Bama game. So I hope to see everybody there. I hope you guys have a wonderful Friday. Be sure to be safe. If you need bail money, you got my number. And Cousins, let's have a freaking wild weekend, right? All right, see you guys tomorrow. Go ball!
Hey, buddy, this beer's for you, Mike, and Cousin Shane. That SEC podcast loves the pirate, and the pirate loves that SEC podcast. Hail State.